John, how are you?
Good.
How are you? Glad to see you.
How are you doing, Eric?
Good to see you.
I was sitting over here so you can relax a little. I've been having a hard time. Play Congress for yours.
Now, I will not claim paternity of that much.
Let's get a picture. Direction. We'll Service officers be eligible to retire under the Foreign Service retirement system. I think we can keep it in. We've got George Jenkins and friends on the other side, who's never sure because he's got it too full, right? I mean, it's not easy either. But that will help because we're down to about 20, we had 3,400 Native employees in Washington and the U.S. We're down to about 2,900. We ought to be down to about 2,000. And I think we can do it over a reasonable period of time. But that isn't the way you waste your time for this one. The time has caught up when the decision was made to the Peterson Task Force recommendation.
Take some credit for what you do all the last months.
far as all the national agencies are concerned, down. I mean, cut them back as much as we can. Of course, we've got the Asian Development Bank, we've got the Latin American Development Bank, and all the international banks, to the extent that we've got to, we've got to support them. But we have got to have, and with the strong Secretary of Treasury, with Conley, he was doing exactly what I urged him to do. I mean, we were trying to cast our votes in effective ways. But Jesus, when for example, on the Indian thing, when they take the World Bank, that goddamn thing, McNamara has no business acting like that. After all, we put it back in here. And if necessary, we'll have to screw them another way. But because all the national agencies get American money and then turn right around and work contrary to the interests of American foreign policy, we can't have it anymore. We can't have it. So that's why the UN thing, all these, my tilde is in the other direction. But give us more by that, you know, take an ambassador. Any smaller country, to have a few bucks of people come in and take your poor little guy down here in Jamaica, he says, well, we're going to give it to you rather than it's getting cut up from the UN. Well, that helps a bit, doesn't it? That's the whole point. That's what this is all about. And if we're talking about raw materials markets, or things like that, or raw materials supply areas and the rest, that they got to think that the United States is important to them. And that we can turn off a spigot and turn it on. It's got to be played. You go out and make all the nice speeches because you continue to, and I always made an aid without strength and the rest. But if we don't have aid with strength, we're nuts. We shouldn't give any at all. The other thing is that I think that in terms of your I feel that we should move it more out of under the control of the State Department bureaucracy. I'm not referring to Bill Rogers. Nor the bureaucracy or to Irwin or any of our other people. I am referring to that in bureaucracy. It basically is always approaching things from the standpoint of the other countries, from the multinational standpoint, rather than from the standpoint of the selfish, enlightened, selfish foreign policy interest of the United States. In the future, frankly, in order to sell this program to the Congress, in order for it to be effective, we have to put more emphasis on that in that direction because people lose its constituency. Now, I know up there you've got a few people who talk about multinational things, people that will be voting against the United States on many other things, the full markets, and that kind of thing. But as far as I'm concerned, the direction has to be changed. And as far as your own activities are concerned, to the extent that you can quietly at this time, don't make an issue now. We don't have issues like this in the campaign. But to the extent that you can tilt it in those directions, that's what I like to see you do. Then after the election, I think then, after you having been in this length of time, I'd like to for you to come up with, on a private basis, your recommendation as to how you really think if we were to start over again, we should move at this point. The things that ought to be done, for example, this I didn't know about this personnel problem. That ought to be easy. Maybe that ought to be easy to handle that, you know, in retirement and so forth and so on. Whether or not there should be some attempt to make it more independent, maybe. Let's take a look at what you think is possible and the directions that we ought to take on. Because we have to, if we win the election, that will be the best and perhaps the only time that you can make any significant changes. And if you don't make it in the first year, you'll never make it. But we got to be ready to submit it in the next budget, see. So I'll need this information. I'd like for you, if you would, to work on it now and have it. But don't breathe it. Well, you have people you can trust. Don't breathe it in. Net it out before we do the budget thing. That's how we approach.
Well, this pleases me because it seems to me.
In other words, I'm appointing you as the task force. Now, obviously, you can talk to Peter about those things, and you can talk to Henry Shopman, basically. But I think the I haven't really gotten Schultz in.
Well, Schultz understands.
But I think he understands. But one person that I very much want you to talk to, and you can tell him that I'm not too sorry, is Conley. Conley is traveling around the world.
time.